Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us. Whew! Another brutal day in the markets. And again, for those of you that have just joined us, maybe you haven't heard the show before, we record this show on Friday. I'm going to do a live show one of these weeks just because I want to get some live calls, some live question and answer on the show. Keep getting phone calls saying, hey, why can't we call onto the show? Why don't you take questions? I'm like, well, we recorded on Friday so I can actually see my children. But wow, It's crazy out there, and we'll get into why it's crazy. It's not just crazy because of the drops. Obviously, if you guys have been listening to the show, this is something we've been looking for quite a while. And I don't try to, I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm not trying to sound like a smart aleck, but markets don't go straight up, okay? And they certainly don't do it at these valuations. They don't do it for, usually 9-10 years at a crack. It's just not the way things work. And boy, are we not seeing that today. But we got a great show planned for you. Tons of different things to talk about. Obviously not a pleasant week if you're fully invested. And this gets right, and I wanna reemphasize this for those of you that listen to the show on a regular basis. You may be tired of hearing it, but don't be, because it really is the most important part of this business. It's the most important part of this vocation is risk management. And it is horrifically missing. It is horrifically neglected and not talked about and not explained. And I think a lot of you, if you're looking at your statements and checking your account balances, you're probably down worse than you otherwise would be under normal circumstances. If you've got a 70% stock, 30% bond portfolio, the bonds have not been acting like the hedge. Remember, typically, bonds move up when stocks go down. Now, bonds may be popping up a little bit here recently, but overall, stocks and bonds now are both down year to date. And we've been talking about this, guys, for 2 years. Okay, you've got to wake up to the fact that it's not because he's bad. I got to explain who he is first, right? He is your financial advisor, whoever's giving you information, okay? Now, I don't want, again, this is not me pounding the table. If we want to have, if you want to hear about the things I've gotten wrong, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. I am not perfect. I am not the one guy who never has losing investments. I am not the one guy whose clients' accounts never go down. That guy doesn't exist, okay? But what the biggest part of risk management is identifying the risks that we can counteract, that we can deal with, that we can, that are actionable, okay? And the way, whether you know this or not, risk management, quote unquote, you can't see me right now in the studio, and usually Darren's watching me right now, but he's got the masters pulled up on the computer. The producer is, he's out to lunch, he's gone. And I give him a pass on that because Darren's a phenomenal golfer. Has anybody talked about that on the air, how good a golfer you are? The world needs to know this. No, he took me out to Chambers Bay and just thrashed me. Anyway, getting back to it, sorry, I get distracted. It is Masters Day. You gotta cut some slack here. But getting back to the whole stock bond thing, if you've heard the show before, we've been talking about this for 2 years. Okay, this is no secret. Interest rates have to go up. Now, more than that, we're going to tack on to that the fact that the world is drowning in more debt than it ever has in the history of finance, as far as we can go back, 3,000 years, Roman times, Aramaean times. Okay, so the idea that bonds are going to act as this hedge, bonds aren't safe either. And you can see that by the performance of stocks and bonds over the course of this year. We are not advocating timing markets. We're not advocating trading. What we're saying is you need to change with the times. And you need some type of hedge in your portfolio, whether you know it or not. And why? It's not just so you don't lose money. It's so you've got dry powder to take advantage of panic, so that when you get a 30 or 40 or 50% drawdown in the markets, you've got unimpaired capital that we can then go on a shopping spree. If you look at Warren Buffett and we look at how he's compounded money over the course of his career, he's up there with the greats. There's guys that you don't know about that have compounded money at higher rates over their careers, but their careers haven't spanned as long. So he is still one of the greats. What's the secret? The secret is the fact that Buffett always has dry powder when the market goes down. It's really that simple. And the problem with bonds are they're not going to do that for you. They also have a horrifically high opportunity cost, meaning that to hold them, you are making less than you ever have because rates are so low. The yield on those bonds are so low. And that was one of the beautiful things about bonds. When we had a bond portfolio making 6.5%, 7%, we could just, when markets got crazy like this, we could just let the bond side of the portfolio stack up cash, and then that cash plus the bonds that were going to go up when the market went down, we'd harvest those gains off the bonds, grab the cash that the bonds had been dumping into the account, and there was our dry powder. There was what we used to go buy more stocks. But neither of those are happening today, because the amount of yield or the amount of cash that your bonds are throwing off into the account is right around the same of what you're probably paying in fees. And not to mention the fact that the bonds are losing value themselves. So you're getting hit on both sides. If you're just 100% stocks, well, that's even worse. And I know there are people out there like Ken Fisher, they go, oh, 100% stocks all the time. Ask a Ken Fisher guy how their portfolio has performed versus the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. It's not good. And yet he'll charge you 1.5% to 2% to manage your money. It makes absolutely zero sense. And then not to mention the fact that we talk about what are the greatest investors. Ken Fisher ain't even in the top 100 when it comes to greatest investors of the world, right? In terms of track record, performance, longevity, you know, however you want to look at it. Sharpe ratios, VAR, all those, you know, I'm throwing things out there that I know you guys don't know, but what I'm saying is you got to look at the guys that are successful and how they're successful. Now, You probably hear crazy, you know, watch The Big Short, shorting the markets, blah, blah, blah. Yes, there are guys that are that do really well doing that. They're the very, very, very small minority, because you really got to know what you're doing. And then not only do you have to know what you're doing, but you got to be talented. Sure, there's an old adage on Wall Street that short sellers are born, they're not made. And it's true. There's this industry, this game, if you will, and I hate calling it that. I just think it's trite and I don't know, misleading. But there's talent involved. There really is. You know, some of these guys, Jim Chanos, famed short seller. That guy can sniff out a bad company and a short like a hound dog. He just has a talent. He's got a bend that way. His eye works that way. But anyway, as it relates to you guys, it relates to retail investors. And again, we've been saying this for a long time. And if you haven't believed me, look at the performance of your account over the course of the last, you know, 4 months. Those bonds, whether you know it or not, are designed in modern portfolio theory to be the hedge in your account. It's not going to work. It hasn't, and it won't. And it's not that, you know, this is not a one-month thing. Bonds have not been a good hedge in accounts for the last 10 years. Yet people are still doing it. Which brings us back to the old Einstein, what's the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So now we're sitting there looking at the markets today. Markets are down 700 points. What you probably want to hear is, hey, Zach, quit talking about all this. Why is the market down? There's a few reasons, right? You've got the tariff talk, which I think is a little bit overblown. And I don't think people are really paying attention to some of the underlying aspects of what's going on in the market. Bottom line is, I think you're starting to see the market shake under its own weight. And that's not to say that we won't bounce here and possibly even set new all-time highs, although I believe it'll be marginal. And the reason why I say that is, pull up a chart. If you're at home, or when you get home, maybe you're in the car, pull up a chart of the S&P 500, especially over the last 6 months. And then what you'll see in the last 3 or 4 months is this nasty gyration at the top. Now remember, nothing's 100% absolute. What we typically see at tops of markets, though, is this action. We call it sawtooth action in the markets. This up and down, really violent. Now, this isn't just me talking too. Jack Bogle, founder of Vanguard Funds, father of passive investing, brilliant man, done a lot of great things for investors. He gave another interview to CNBC this week and said, look, he goes, I've never seen this volatility in 66 years of my entire career. The only time that comes close is the period of time right before the 1987 crash on Black Monday. And I think one of the things that concerns me the most right now is because we've had this buy the dip mentality, meaning get in there and buy, and markets have done basically nothing but go straight up for the last, you know, with a few exceptions here over the last nine years now. There's a cavalier attitude among a lot of retail investors. And I'm even seeing it with some of our clients that are just like, oh, we're going to wait this out and we're going to sell higher. Okay. This is one of the reasons we talk about, even pros don't try to time markets. There's too many variables, right? And that's one of the reasons that we're harping on value so much, because it really is the only indicator that we trust. Meaning that when things get ridiculously overvalued, we reduce our exposure. We don't sell everything. We're not trying to play it perfectly. What we're trying to do is we're trying to construct a portfolio that constantly fits your risk profile. Meaning if things go really well for a while, and because of that, your equity exposure grows, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But it means even though we know if the market keeps going up, we still have to trim back that portfolio. Why? Because we've got to fit your risk exposure. The other reason is because markets don't go up 50% in 6 months. They go down 50% in 6 months, sometimes even shorter. We're looking at a market right now today that's down, what are we, about 700 points? Dow's 700 points. S&P's down 65. These are big moves. And you know, let me get to a technical basis, and I don't want to talk too much about this, but there's another reason that's got us concerned. It's not just valuations, but there's something in the market called the 200-day moving average, which means we're trying to look past the sharp ups and downs. We're trying to look at an average of where the market's been over the last 200 days. And this has been a very standard, very well-known average that people look at, trying to figure out, hey, are we above our 200-day moving average, which is bullish, meaning that when you're above it, that's a trend, and that, you know, trends are your friend. They tend to call them trends for a reason, right? They tend to continue on until they don't. And then when markets start falling and they start hitting that 200-day moving average, that's a big test for markets. Because what will typically happen is a market will come down, hit the 200-day moving average, maybe go slightly below it, and then bounce back up, just to scare, just to bounce. And then it recovers and resumes moving up. And then what you really see happen, usually, is what we call a double test. Usually if you've had a really hot market run, markets will drop, they'll hit that 200-day moving average, they'll jump back up. And then they'll trickle down again, hit the 200-day moving average, and jump back up. That's called a double test. And when you see a double test like that, I want to say it's like 89, 90% of the time, the market's going to go on to set new highs. But that hasn't been what's happening. We've hit the 200-day moving average now twice in the last 8 weeks. And what we would expect to see is to be off to the races with really strong volume to the upside. And volume is the number of shares trading on the exchange. Right? Just it's the amount of shares. Markets can go up 3% in a single day, and it can be on really light volume. Just means nobody's selling, and the only people in there are the ones that are buying. Consequently, we can see really heavy volume when markets are moving down. And what you typically see after a double test of the 200-day moving average is a lot of money floods back into the markets. They go, okay, the bottoms are in. Let's go. You see big volume. Markets take off, and they typically set all-time highs, like I was saying earlier. But that's not what's happened here. The down days have had bigger volume than the up days. And we've hit the 200-day moving average twice, and we haven't gotten that acceleration to the upside. Right? Again, I don't have a crystal ball. It's not saying the markets are going to crash. What I'm saying is this is a break. This is different. This is a very different thing than what's been going on for the last 9 years. And if you just think that Donald Trump's going to save your portfolio and you got your head in the sand, you need to wake up. It doesn't mean we sell everything. Doesn't mean we go to gold. Doesn't mean we try to short the market. What it means is you need to really take a look at risk management. And if you're relying on bonds to bail you out, it's not going to work. And it hasn't worked. So anyway, got a little bit off course, but that's really the story, guys. There's not really a lot going on this week other than things are dropping. Tech continues to show weakness, which is trouble. Tech is the sector that's been leading us higher. We refer to that as the generals, meaning the guys leading the charge. When the generals at, 9 years into a bull market are getting smacked around like tech is, again, that's another bad sign. And that's a sign that hasn't happened in the last 6 years, 7 years, somewhere around there. So all these dynamics that have been played, that have been driving markets to all-time highs, they haven't gone away. They haven't blown up, but they have not been behaving like they have over the last 7 years. Again, not trying to time things, but risk management. How much exposure do you have? Are you ready for a bear market? Is your portfolio built to withstand a 50 or 60% down market? Not saying that's going to happen. I actually think that's unlikely in the short term. But likely and averages do not work in retirement. Certainty works in retirement. And we're going to talk in the show about how to add some certainty to your portfolio. So anyway, we got to get running. I've overrun, as I almost always do on the market update. But what we're seeing right now is what we've been talking about for the last year and a half, saying, look, this isn't going to last forever. Make sure your risk management is well in place. Make sure you've got a risk management plan. Make sure you've got a risk managed portfolio. If you want to know how we're risk managing, or how we're managing risk, sorry about that, inverting those words, how we're managing risk in our clients' accounts, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Guys, it's a 15-minute review. Okay, and I'm not saying this just to sell you if you can't tell I'm passionate about what I do. Maybe you don't become a client, but maybe we can help you save some money. Maybe we can help you improve your performance. Maybe we can help you risk manage your portfolio, and even if you do it on your own. But give us a call. We can at least give you some ideas. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, read some of the information we've got up there. We've got the new website is going to be up and running, I believe, next week. So we've got that happening, but you can go there, listen to our other podcasts, get some information about what we do. And like I said, it's a wonderful time to make sure that your portfolio reflects the type of risk you should be exposed to. And if you're just listening to your old financial advisor that's got you in stocks and bonds, guys, he might be the greatest guy in the world, but get a second opinion. These are crazy times. And your retirement only happens once. It's got to be right. Has to be right. So anyway, we'll be right back. Great show planned for you today. Several other great things to discuss. Yeah, we got a bunch of them. But stick with us. Got to go to break. We'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried about running out of money in retirement or being a burden on family members due to an extended healthcare situation? Hey, it's Story Monson. I want you to go see Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. He's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. I want you to see Brian because 3 out of 4 of us will end up in a long-term care situation during our retirement years. And if you're not prepared, it can mean watching everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high costs. Family members often pay a price because they're forced to put their lives on hold. But you can protect yourself and your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about the new options available at Brian's next long-term care planning class. You'll learn about the newest options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. It's free. It's coming up April 7th. Brian will even give you a copy of his book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Sign up today. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And it's getting uglier. And hopefully I'm not turning you guys off or frustrating you. And it's not fun to talk about, stuff like this on nasty down days. And it's kind of odd for us because we're recording on Friday, so we're watching it in real time. And I know that a lot of you that are listening to this, we're like, yeah, man, don't rub it in. We know. I love what I do. One of the most frustrating parts about it, though, is dealing with, clients and talking to people that are getting bad advice from other places, right? So many people that are in retirement that are 70, 75 years old, 65 years old, 62 getting ready to retire, and they're 80, 85, 90% stocks because their financial advisor told them the economy's great and bonds don't pay anything anymore and they're no good, so we're going to more stocks. Right? It's horrible advice. Horrible advice. Now, will the markets recover? Will the markets make all-time highs again? Absolutely. Right? 10 years from now, the market's going to be higher than it is today. I mean, there's a possibility that it's not, but it's very remote. 15 years from now, definitely going to be higher than it is today. The problem is in retirement, we have to actually spend our funds. We've got to actually use them, right? So losses become catastrophic. And if you don't believe me, and it's something that the financial advisor industry has just been horrible at, we've talked about this on the show nonstop ad nauseum, so I don't want to drive you crazy. But all those advisors out there, oh, just stick with stocks, you're going to make 11% a year. That hasn't happened for 20 years, guys. 20 years. Why? It's because we live in a different time, meaning that central banks weren't out there printing trillions of dollars and inflating these debt bubbles. And the market has been in an unprecedented volatile position for the last 20 years because it's been this culmination of the modern central bank era. And it's really fun to the upside because you get these big parabolic moves to the upside when everything's good. But it's like a party. The more you drink, the worse the hangover is going to be. And the hangover has come. And yet everybody loses their mind. Like I said, I talked to so many retail investors. They're like, well, you know, there's so little fear. And I don't mean fear as in we want to be running away in fear. But I manage money for a living. And every single day, there's a caution and there's a respect for what can happen with markets. And that's why we're such big advocates of not being more exposed than you should be. Right? And I'm not bagging on your guy at Edward Jones or Wells Fargo or wherever it might be. I'm really not. I'm just saying a lot of these guys are really slow on the come. And they haven't adapted. And you need parts of your portfolio that are fireproof. Okay? So anyway, this gets into our next segment in investing. And I think it's something, again, that nobody talks about, which is as an investor, investors should not be hopeful. And if you want to look at what a hopeful investor is right now, it's an investor in Tesla. Okay? And I think that the cars they make, except this new Model 3, and I'm not trying to offend anybody that's bought it. I just looked at those Model 3s. I think that it's just not a lot of car for the money. I think that the cars that Tesla has made with Model X, Model S are incredible. I really do. There might be people out there that hate them and I'm offending them or whatever. The technology and the advancement those guys have made is unbelievable. But if we look at the price of that company, if we look at this, how much cash they're burning, if we look at the only way they can stay afloat is if they keep accessing capital markets and they're able to buy money or borrow money at favorable terms and they're able to sell their stock at increasingly higher prices, that's really the only way that they can continue on. Lawsuit just got announced today. Tesla's getting sued because they haven't paid one of their suppliers. Companies in good financial positions don't get sued like that. So investors that are investing in Tesla stock are hopeful. As investors, we should always be skeptical. We should be invested. We should be disciplined, but we should be skeptical. We should doubt the numbers that companies tell us. Right? We should be very critical about the investments that we're in and the things that we own. And that got beat into my head growing up in the brokerage industry. As many of you know, my father and grandfather, I grew up in a brokerage firm. They had a brokerage firm. They started back in 1983. And I remember to this day, 1987, I remember my father walking through the front door. And I don't remember the specifics. I know now that the market fell 21 or 22% in a single day, Black Monday. But I don't remember him talking about the specifics. It impacted me as a child seeing the way he came in through the door. And the funny thing is I never saw him walk in euphorically happy, right? The flip side of that because of an up day. And so it grinds into your head, especially as a kid watching this. And then we saw basically a smaller repeat of it in 1989. But I remember those 2 points. And it made a big impression on me, which is be skeptical. Then I fast forward to 99. And my dad had really learned his lesson. And he's a very astute investor, by the way. Great stock picker. Outperformed the S&P 500 for, I want to say, 6 years at a time, 7 years at a crack. Just I remember, you know, there's years where he made 40% and the S&P was up 8. Very good investor. 99, though, he'd really learned his lesson from 87 to 89, and he was completely out of tech. And it was because he was skeptical, right? And watching that play out, which was why we were so cautious in 2007. And why we were so disciplined about how we were managing risk, because I was very skeptical. And I'm very skeptical today. I can't tell you which direction the markets are going to go. I can just tell you that there's a lot of people crowded to one side. They just think that every single drop is an opportunity to buy more. They've completely gotten outside of the plan of their portfolio. They've got way more exposure to equity risk than they otherwise should have, or that even they used to have, because they haven't rebalanced their portfolio. And I don't want to get into rebalancing, because we've talked about that a lot in previous episodes. And if you want to hear those episodes, go to knowyourriskradio.com. We got a link to our iTunes page on there, and we talk about all this stuff. But we've got to be skeptical. What are we skeptical of right now? I'll tell you, it's the stuff that everybody loves. It's tech. It's equities in general. It's bonds. We want to be positioned in such a way that if the market keeps going up, great, we're going to go up with it. Maybe not quite as much, but we'll get gains. We'll stay on track with our retirement plan. We'll be fine. But now is not the time to take excess risk. It's just not. And if somebody tells you it is, somebody tells you it's a great buying opportunity, look, they could end up being right. Right? It's like the guy that plays Powerball and wins. And he looks at you and he goes, yeah, I told you you should be playing Powerball. Did he win? Yep. Should you play Powerball or the lottery? Absolutely not. Why? Because the overwhelming percentages are you will spend far more money buying tickets than you'll win. It's just the way it is. Investing's the exact same way. Could you miss out on a run up to S&P 3000 and Dow 29, 30,000? Well, miss out. Maybe you only make 60, 70% of that, but that's not missing out. That would still be really good, healthy gains in your account. The flip side is, if this continues, and we're on the cusp of a 30, 40, 50% break to the downside, which I'm not predicting, how are you going to feel then? Are you going to panic? Because then that's when you'll realize you're too exposed, and then sell then, which is the biggest mistake we can possibly make? Hopefully not. But what helps us navigate those periods of time is proper risk management. Like, oh, God, Zach, quit talking about it. No, I do. I had a lineup of meetings yesterday with new prospective clients. All four of them were somewhat reckless, were somewhat cavalier. I didn't say that to their faces. They're all nice people, got along with them great. But I just said, look, first of all, you're talking about individual stocks, and those are highly overvalued stocks. There's no guarantee that those things are going to hit all-time highs again. And for those of you just joining us, this is Zach Abraham and Know Your Risk Radio. But there's no guarantee that those highly overvalued stocks are going to reach all-time highs again. There's a guarantee that the market will, which is why we don't try to time it. But there's this cavalier attitude that, oh, it's going to be fine. I'm going to wait out six more months and then we'll get new highs and I'll sell then. That's gambling. If you're making bets with your retirement future based on what you think's going to happen over the next 6 months, you know, best of luck. That's just not how this game works. Right? So be skeptical. Be very skeptical. And this gets back, and we're going to talk about the dirtiest word in investing again, not to beat it over your head, but I just had several fascinating conversations about this. And I heard a really interesting commercial. Look, a lot of you listening to me today have heard me talk about the dirtiest word in investing, have heard me use the term fixed indexed annuity. And a lot of you hear the word annuity and you cringe, and you've heard other people at seminars, even on the air, talking about how bad they are. I heard a really interesting commercial the other day. The tide is starting to shift. People are starting to wake up. People are starting to discover, they're actually starting to do the homework and actually look at these things rather than relying on anecdotal knowledge. And I'll bring that up in the client question of the week in the last segment. But fascinating stuff. So anyway, we got a lot of great stuff coming up. I want to do a lot of questions about shorting and hedging markets. Want to talk about that. That's going to be kind of a piggyback with the client question of the week. The other thing we want to talk about is understanding your environment. This sort of goes into always be skeptical, but understanding your environment, understanding what's going on, and understanding what kind of risk you should be taking on, which listen, we're not trying to time markets, as I've said a million times, but part of building a risk management plan for clients is A, understanding where they're at financially and what they need their money to do. That's number one, right? The other part of it is understanding the environment you're in, right? Because that's going to play a big part. So anyway, we've got that coming up. We also want to talk about the fiduciary standard a little bit. And there's some points about that that I was thinking about this week that people need to know. And they need to understand whether they're dealing with a fiduciary or not. So anyway, got great stuff. Stick with us through the break. Continues the oof, a lot of red on the screen there, guys. Nasty. Volatility is continuing to surge. That volatility call we made in December is looking better and better every day. Not bragging. Like I said, if you want to know the bad calls we've gotten, give me a call. We'll talk about that. Anyways, got to take a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. This is Zach Abraham. And this, you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to get right into this. Now, we've been talking about a lot about the markets for obvious reasons, right? Another big down day. Markets pulled back a little bit here, though. As I'm sitting here doing this right now, you'll be hearing it tomorrow, obviously, or today. It's confusing. It's like being in a time warp. But anyway, yeah, market was down as much as 750. It's pulled back a little bit on the Dow, down to back to 676. We're up against really big technical levels. And I was just talking about this with our producer, Darren, in the break. The reason we talk about these technical levels, there's a lot of people out there that use sell stops. Now, what a sell stop is let's say we buy Microsoft at 93 because we think it's going to 105 or whatever, but we know we're paying a lot for the stock. We know it's expensive, so we don't want to lose our shorts on it, right? So what a lot of people will do is they'll put in a sell stop, maybe at 85. So they go, okay, we'll buy it at 93, but if it starts dropping to 85, I want out. And so the minute the Microsoft drops to 85, it automatically sells the stock, kicks it out of there, right? Well, normally, most people put sell stops, and I'm not advocating you use them, because sell stop, we could spend a whole episode talking about sell stops. I'm not a big advocate of them most of the time for a variety of different reasons, because again, it's sort of getting into timing markets and that's just a disaster. But why that's important is most people put sell stops at the same positions. At where what a 10% loss would be, or at what a 12% loss would be, typically round numbers. And when you see markets dropping to these levels, we talked about 200-day moving average, a lot of people put sell stops there. And what's happening right now is the market keeps bumping up against these levels, but it's not breaking through it. If it does break through it, usually there's a cascade of selling and much further to go on the drop. That's typically what happens. And so that's why this is so interesting right now. Now the Dow's pulled back 100 points. Now we're only down 640. We'll see. But we're, like I said, we're very technically important points, especially considering how long this market has run to the upside and how overvalued it is. And so these are things we want to pay attention to. But what does it come down to? What does it come back to? It isn't that we're trying to predict. It isn't we're trying to game it. It isn't we're trying to make money and try to pick which way and be an all-star trader. What this all goes back to is risk management. And what I'm telling you is that this is not a normal market. Now, The thing I want to talk about now is a clear illustration of how abnormal this market is. Okay. We all know the term the Federal Reserve, right? That is our national bank. It's the bank that prints money. It controls the money supply. It works in concert with the U.S. Treasury, but pretty much on its own. I mean, it cooperates with the Treasury, but the Federal Reserve has the right to print money. They're the sole place that has the right to print money. They're kind of the gatekeeper, if you will, of the U.S. currency. And pretty much every government around the world has got a central bank. And the Swiss are no exception. They've got the Swiss National Bank. Now, here's something interesting about the Swiss National Bank. The Swiss National Bank is a publicly traded stock, meaning you can invest in it. Now, why is that important? It's important because the Swiss National Bank really changed their MO over the last 10 years in a big way. And what did they start doing? In an effort to stimulate inflation or the depreciation of their currency, because everybody's trying to do that because they think that's the easiest path to economic growth, which I completely disagree with, but that's modern economics. The Swiss National Bank has been printing their currency and going into the marketplace and buying stocks, not just bonds or mortgage-backed securities like our Federal Reserve, but actually buying stocks like the Bank of Japan. Interestingly enough, they've been buying mostly U.S. stocks. And over the last 10 years, we have seen the Swiss National Bank's balance sheet go from $250 billion to $700 billion. So what that means is they bought somewhere roughly between $400 and $500 billion worth of U.S. stock. And why do I bring that up? Because it feeds right into the Be Skeptical. It feeds right into what we were talking about in terms of being careful, because this market is not your grandma's market. This is not the old stock market that we've grown up with. There's so many different factors at play that most people aren't even aware of. And most of those factors are not durable, meaning they can't last. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio. And I am Zach Abraham, your host. Hopefully you're enjoying it if it's your first time joining us. But I bring that up because think about this. Just think about this. And I'm going to admit some ignorance here. I knew all about what the Swiss National Bank was doing. I didn't realize that they were publicly traded until earlier this week. And my jaw literally hit my desk. I was like, what? So a $500 billion purchaser of U.S. stock is the Swiss National Bank. They're buying it with printed money that they've just conjured out of thin air, and you can own their stock. Now, that may not sound like a big deal to you guys, but think about that. Remember how we talk about on the show all the time, you can't fabricate prosperity? Well, what do you call that? Hey, we've got a national bank. We print money out of thin air. Now, to be fair, the Swiss do have a larger gold reserve as a percentage of their overall currency outstanding than most countries. But we're printing this currency out of thin air. We're turning around and buying stocks with it. And oh, by the way, you can invest in our stock. If that isn't an attempt to print prosperity, I don't know what is. We're talking about an S&P 500 that on a ratio of price to sales has never been higher. On the Warren Buffett indicator of market capitalization, meaning taking the entire value of the stock market and weighing it against the entire size of our economy, that ratio has never been bigger. And we've got national banks in there buying up stock. We've got record debts. What I am telling you guys, is that we're 10% off the all-time highs. Maybe we rally from here. But this isn't going to end well. And I'll go ahead and say it. It's not going to end well. And we're closer to that end than we are the beginning. I can assure you of that. And if you don't have fireproof places in your portfolio, if you're not managing risk, and we've gone into great lengths to talk about if you own bonds, that ain't going to cut it. If you own bonds, that's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. The world is swimming. in a record level of debt. You don't want to own the thing that is the problem. This is not, you know, how they go, oh, it's, you know, it's never different this time. And we've talked about that on the show at great length too. That's true. It's not different this time, right? You get overvalued markets, you're going to get a drop and the market's going to return to its mean. Only different this time is that we're historically far away from our mean. So a return to the mean would quantify to a, you know, a 40% drop in the market. So that'd be a return to average. But what is different this time is the fact that you've got central banks involved in equity markets purchasing equities, therefore driving up the value with printed money. And everybody goes, well, why is that a problem? It's going to drive up equity values. Well, it has. But it's an unsustainable game. Do I know exactly how it's going to end? Nope, but I didn't know how the real estate bubble is going to end. The reason we knew it was going to collapse, and like I've said before, looking back on it, hindsight's 2020, but the reason we knew that it was going to collapse was because it was going up at 8% a year. And that's just completely unsustainable. Obviously, most of us know that now, and you're probably sitting there going, well, duh. But people believed it. Go out and buy land. God's not making any more of it, right? Go out and buy stocks. Go buy more stocks. Own 80%, 90% of your portfolio in stocks because the national banks are in there buying. Listen, something's going to keep them from being able to keep buying. Probably currency devaluations. It's going to happen. When, why, who knows? Don't need to know. We just need to be skeptical. We need to manage risk. We need to figure out what our maximum pain points are and what's the minimal amount of risk that we can take and still stay on our guidelines, right, for retirement. And this gets into the dirtiest word of investing. And if you don't know this now, you will. And I'm going to bust forward into this. I said I was going to wait till a later segment, but I want to talk about it now. When we started doing this radio show about 2.5 years ago, many of you know that have heard it before, we started talking about something called a fixed indexed annuity. Now, if you have heard people on the radio talking about, because there's a lot of insurance guys on the radios trying to sell these things, and they're talking about guaranteed returns and guaranteed against loss, and we have a special, quote unquote, special program, and guaranteed 10%. I heard another radio by a fairly prominent financial firm in the area that we've competed against, that I didn't even realize until I sat down with a client, but we've competed against them for clients, and they sold against us. The client told us this. They sold against us saying that we were just an insurance shop, which couldn't be further from the truth. We're a registered investment advisory firm. And our primary business is managing, you know, mutual fund, ETF accounts, stock accounts, things like that. But as a bond alternative, beginning in 2012, 2013, we started using these fixed indexed annuities, and they're very simple products. First of all, fixed, you're guaranteed against loss through the insurance company, okay? Why is it called an annuity? I don't really know. They're probably going to change the name of it, but just I'll give you the skinny on the product right now. Tell you how it works. You're guaranteed against loss. You got no upfront fee, no management fee. And then they index you to a stock market. The products can range. They can index you to the S&P 500. They can index you to these alternative indexes they've got, like the JP Morgan Mosaic or the Zebra, the one that Roger Ibbotson founded, the Zebra Index. They can index you to the MSCI World. There's a bunch of different indexes. But the point is you're indexed to it and you get a percentage of that index. 50, 60, 70, sometimes even 100% on the volatility managed indexes, which don't go up as much as pure stock indexes. If you want to know the difference, give us a call. It's not a gimmick. But typically the way you look at these things is they're going to give you somewhere between 50 to 60% of the upside in the stock market. So if the S&P is up 10% in a year, you figure you're going to make somewhere between 5.5%, something like that. But when those markets go down, you're guaranteed against loss. You don't pay a management fee. You cannot lose. And the compelling part about that to us is these products have averaged over the last 30, 40 years. You know, so again, it varies depending on the product, but if you get good ones, that are not capped to the upside and that do not have a management fee, they've averaged somewhere between 5.5% to 7% a year with zero downside risk and zero management fee. Okay, well, that's what bonds used to pay. So that's why we started taking the bonds out of our clients' portfolios and replacing them with these products. A, they're safe. We can't lose. None of these products have ever gone belly up or not paid in the last 110 years. Okay, so when we're thinking about how safe are they, they're safer than bonds. Not safer than a CD, but I would put them in that, you know, I'd put them in that, safer than bonds, in between bonds and CDs. They're considered a very safe investment. But the interesting thing, like everything else in the world, technology, Facebook, all these different things, there's been incredible steps forward in these products, especially over the last 6 years. Believe it or not, now this is not a guarantee, but there are products out there like these products that are guaranteed against loss that we're talking about that have made upwards of 20% in a single year. Now, that's not typical. That's a year where the market went up a lot. But the point is you're not letting go of your upside. So what is your bond fund averaging? 1.5, 2, if you're not losing money. Most of them have probably lost money after fees, net of fees, so far this year. You've probably been making somewhere around 2-2.5% net of fees over the last 5 or 6 years. These products have been averaging better than 7. Now, the long-term average is 5.5 to 7. But markets have been good, so they've been averaging better than 7. And again, it lowers your cost because that portion of the money that goes into these products, you don't pay a management fee on them. Now, the reason we come out, like I said, if you hear about all these go up with the market, be insured against loss, this is what they're talking about. Don't buy in. Don't listen to them. Don't think there's something special out there. There's not. This is what they're all talking about. But to get back to my other story, one of the firms that was selling against us just ran an ad the other day where they didn't say the word annuity because they know that investors have been trained to duck away from those, right? But they were talking about this alternative investment that can make you safer and increase your upside. And give us a call about this. And it drives me nuts because maybe it's better for marketing. I just think it's shady, right? And that's why we call it the dirtiest word in investing. And I tell you what it is. We're trying to educate people. And what I can tell you is we know these products better than anybody else. If you want to find out about these products, it doesn't mean you have to go through us, but give us a call, 866-779-RISK. I am telling you right now, if you don't own one of these products, you probably will in the next 5 years because you're going to experience firsthand the problem with owning cash, the problem with owning money market accounts, the problem with owning bonds. You're going to experience that. Whatever that safe portion of your investment account is, it's not going to generate anything. Now, the beautiful thing about these products is when we sub them in for a bond portfolio, right? We take the bonds out, we put these products in, we lower our fees because we're not paying an expense ratio on that, on that fixed index annuity, right? The other beautiful thing is we never have to worry about losing because it's guaranteed against loss and you're not paying a management fee. The other thing is that every year or two, depending on the product, whatever gains you've made get locked in and become part of your principal, so you can't lose that either. But the wonderful thing we like about them is we have very risk-averse clients in retirement that would otherwise be sitting in bond funds but know that they need their money to be more productive. We can put them in one of these products, and maybe they've only got 25, 35, 40% exposed to stocks, but because that product is giving them 50, 60, 65% of the upside in the stock market, even though they've only got 30, 35% of their portfolio exposed to stocks loss, they're still making money. Their account is still growing as if it had 60, 65% stocks. So in a year like last year, if we had a client that was 50% stocks in our ETF portfolio, for example, that went up right around the same that the S&P did, but 50% in an ETF portfolio, 50% in one of these fixed indexed annuities. Now, again, it depends on the product, but typically, with our clients, it was somewhere between a 16 to 18% year. Now, that's abnormal because we had a really good year in the market, but, you know, good year, right? Well, a 50% stock, 50% bond portfolio did about 11, you know, somewhere between 10 and 11 net of fees. So our portfolio, you know, did somewhere between 6 to 8% more. You paid half as much in fees because you weren't paying any fees on the fixed index annuity part, but you made 6 to 7% more. And meanwhile, you were taking 50% less risk because bonds can go down. Risk management, guys. And look, maybe it's not appropriate for you. Maybe what you need is a protected stock portfolio. You're younger, you know, whatever. But for those of you in retirement, it's a phenomenal asset. So anyway, if you want to learn more about these, this is no joke. And if it was, if this wasn't real, what I'm telling you, Dory Monson wouldn't be a client of ours. Dory Monson wouldn't be endorsing our firm and these products. And you can go read about these same products in Tony Robbins' Master the Game. Why don't you know about them? You don't know about them because your brokerage firm can't make money off selling them. They're an insurance product. They make money off selling securities. So anyway, I've run over here. Stick with us. We'll be right back. But give us a call. If you want to know about more about these products, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. It's worth 15 minutes of your time. I guarantee you, 98% of the people listening to this show could benefit from having one of these in their, especially on days like today. If you're getting nauseous from watching this up and down, de-risk your portfolio a little bit. It's a wonderful way to do it, but still keep a foot in the market. We're not trying to time things. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK, or you can go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. Check out the white paper by Roger Ibbotson, PhD economist, worked with Milton Friedman, professor at Yale University and runs a billion-dollar hedge fund. He just put out a 16-page white paper. I met him a week ago in New York, spent some time with him on the New York Stock Exchange. He put out a white paper talking about how these were a great alternative to bonds and how they most likely will outperform bonds over the next 10 to 15 years. So if you don't take my word for it, listen to the PhD economist that worked with Milton Friedman and who's got nothing to gain from it. And you can read his white paper on our website at knowyourriskradio.com. Anyway, we got to run. I've gone over as always, but we'll be right back. Thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back. And I got to make this quick because we went over on the last segment. But for those of you, I want to reiterate that. If you want to learn more about these products that we spoke about that go up with the market but do not go down, you're guaranteed against loss. Okay, you don't make all of what you make in the stock market, typically between 50 to 65%, but they do not cap the upside. They are not expensive. The people that are talking about that are talking about variable annuities. It's just a great way to manage your risk. If you want to know more about these products, listen to the ads on Dory. Go read the white paper by Roger Ibbotson that's on our website at knowyourriskradio.com, or just give us a call. You can talk to me directly about it. I'll give you examples. We can run illustrations for you and just show you exactly how they work and how they've performed over the last 30 years. Call us at 866-779-RISK. Go to knowyourriskradio.com. Anyway, just make sure that you've got a risk managed portfolio. Make sure you're in the right place. Make sure that these days like this aren't giving you, you know, heartburn and aren't scaring you and aren't getting you trying to get in and out of the markets and time things, and because that's the number one killer. That's the number one thing we want to avoid. Because you just, I mean, just save you some time. If you're out there trying to time this market, good luck. But anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Masters. Should be a good show. Hopefully this market will come back a little bit here before the close. And have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week, but thank you for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.